Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll just say this about Deebo Samuel. I'm not second-guessing anybody. You didn't ask, but this is why I don't like to see his workload increased. Did you really need him to return kicks? Did you really need him to return kicks? And this is why, Jan, I'm trying to be good today. But this is hey, let's use Deebo this. How about you just, you know what I mean? Steiny, talk to me, man.
I was listening to the weekend show with Dan DeVone and Evan Giddings.
Good show.
This weekend, and
I'm out.
Deebo Samuel's name was brought up, and Evan Giddings made it clear.
Uh-oh.
He said, I wouldn't call Deebo Samuel injury prone. He gets nicked up a little, and he's probably not going to play 17 games, but he's not injury prone.
The log would back him up on that.
Yeah, and I agree.
He's always Bobby Brady limping off. You know what I'm saying? Just the Super Bowl, he'll come out for plays. And Green Bay, he's out in the first half, doesn't come back. But I'm like, that is the guy that should not do more. If he does more, you want it in the passing game, which he did Sunday. Now he's got a calf, and I just wonder, hey, they increased his workload a bit. Why? What'd they do, Goo? They had him return kicks. Was it worth it? Well, I got the answer. No.
I think he just stood back there for the kicks. I don't actually think he returned one.
In my mind, he returned them, Steiny. It's just like Evan has the game log to back him up if you look at it.
So in other words,
but he lifts off more than anybody.
Okay, so this is you'd like a coach to, we're playing without McCaffrey. Okay, our next best weapon is Deebo,
but we can't use him because we're scared. Well, I don't know. Why did Mason only get 20 totes? Well, after having 28.
Willard came in here and gave you that explanation.
Which was?
It was the same explanation that I'd given you all day.
Which was?
However, when Willard used the same explanation,
well, obviously it didn't resonate.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember. What was it?
I think you're right.
What was it?
It was 20 rushes when you're behind for two scores.
They were down 60. That game was never, oh, we're down 23 or 18 points. We got to let it fly. No, I'm not the only one, and I love Will.
Evan?
I don't agree with that. I'm not the only one saying they gave up on the run too quick.
48 rushes, first two games.
No, we're talking
about the league
Sunday
leaders.
Against the Vikings. Man. Why did you only give them 20? First and goal, and you throw it three times. I'm just saying. And you got a beast back there, a mutant, who punishes and finishes.
So
we got the ball
down. You're not. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't worry about Mason getting worked too hard, but you do Deebo. You got to give the ball to your playmakers. Right.
Mason doesn't have a Carfax report right now because he's so new. You like that?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. My feeling is when you're down players, you rely more on your stars. You want them to rely on their Scribinis, I guess.
Oh, J.P. Mason.
Garendo, let's get Garendo 15 touches.
Steiny.
He stinks.
Steiny. Yeah, I didn't even see him enough to
declare
that. Well,
the bottom line is young players didn't have a great game on Sunday. Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Jonathan. He's at work, and he's coming down Evans Road right off the bat. Jonathan. He's at work, but I don't know where it is. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Yeah. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Goo, I have a question for you. How much money does Deebo Samuel get paid to play this game of his professionally?
A lot. A lot of money. A lot of chicken.
And Goo, maybe the writing's on the wall, brother. Maybe we're not wanting to read it. Maybe we're too scared. Maybe Deebo is not our answer. If this man cannot be used to play the game that he gets paid really well, to play a game and stay healthy, just like I said with Trey Lance, maybe this isn't the career for Debo, or maybe the position he's playing isn't for him. But he's getting paid a lot of money to say yes, sir, and do a job that he can't be healthy for, Goo. We need someone to be healthy. Goo, help me, man. I need to make sense out of this, because it seems like every season we got to count on one thing. Debo's gone.
I'm not laughing. Like, he limps off with the best of them, Stoney. He leaves like Evan, the injury prone, you got me, brother, because the game log will back you. But just the little nicks and, hey, the pointing to the leg or down on the ground. We saw it Monday against the Jets. I just hope that this is only 2 weeks and he's Joe Burrow with the Cavs, Stoney, and he comes back and he's effective.
Well,
but you are. Nobody can ignore
the
pressure on
Purdy. Maybe the writing's on the wall, brother.
Huh?
Michael's in Napa. Hey, Michael, how you doing? What do you think about Debo Samuel? How the 49ers going to get it done without him?
So here's my take on this.
All right.
So a couple of years ago, Debo is wondering if he's a running back or on wide receiver money, even though we use him a lot for running back. Then this season, Christian McCaffrey goes out, and Debo's sitting on the sidelines thinking, wow, my reps are going to go up. I've already told them I didn't want a lot of these reps to get hurt. Then last weekend, you see him over the middle, high throws by Purdy, getting over that middle linebacker and getting clobbered. Now all of a sudden, now I've got a leg strain and I...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm going to be out too for a couple of games. And lo and behold, you get Christian McCaffrey and Debo back around the same time. That's awfully coincidental in my book.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they come back.
He sounds like some of my conspiracy friends, Donnie. I'm not biased. Debo wants to be out there. But, again, 8 catches, 110 yards. You know, took some pounding. But I just can't believe me driving home yesterday with this McCaffrey news and before, you know, hadn't played. And now Debo's out. So, you know, a lot of people want to see. Marcus Thompson, great article in The Athletic, again, about, you know, people are really watching with their binoculars, Donnie. All right, Brock, are you that guy?
Don't, like, let me ask 49er fans this. Don't you think they should? Don't you think 49ers should be watching Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks? Because it does mark a significant difference in the kind of team he's quarterbacking. And won't that give you perhaps a better objective assessment of what he can do? I look at that as a positive. And as long as it's early in the season and we haven't gotten to the midway point or in the second half of the season, I think this is a blessing in disguise to get to take a look at Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks. Because if he rises to the occasion, I think we can all acknowledge then the questions are answered. If he doesn't rise to the occasion,
that's what I'm fixated on.
Okay, well, good. Like, I mean, not
so all
good.
His goodwill that he's created when the team's healthy. I'm asking.
Yeah, I want to see
which
how Brock,
weighs more.
I want to see Brock quarterback a team that's loaded, which he's had the opportunity to do for a year and a half, and now I get to watch Brock Purdy quarterback a team that's banged up, and he's going to have more responsibility, you would believe. And I think it's a great opportunity, not just for Purdy, but for the 49ers. Like, I listen, it's out there.
It's been out there. That's heavy.
That he can't, you know, that he's taking advantage of all the weapons that he has, and that he's a product of the greatness around him. Okay. People have differing views on that. I get it. But to me, this is going to be fun the next 2 weeks to see Brock Purdy quarterback without as many weapons. Yeah. And you'll get a more maybe objective view of how he would quarterback a team that's maybe not an elite team this upcoming week.
Would you liken it to the three games that they lost last year when Debo was out and Trent was out?
Yeah, I would.
You know, and we don't forget that, but it didn't erase all the good that he's done, I guess. And I'm with you. It is going to be exciting. Now, if you're Kyle, I'm sure it's not, but I heard Bonte this morning with him and Shaskin. He was right. Like, Niner fans, Stoney, if they win 3-0 down in L.A., Levi's South, that'll suffice, you know? But there is another scoreboard all of a sudden now is what are we getting from Brock Purdy without some of the Avengers?
I mean,
Two of them.
Look, I've been someone who said for the last year or so that the one thing about Brock Purdy, without making any kind of judgment on whether I think he's great or I don't think he's very good, but I would, before he gets paid, I'm glad that I get to see him play a couple games like this. I just do. And whether you like it or not, if he doesn't play well the next 2 weeks, then we do have something to talk about.
Wow.
We just do. And the 49ers, like, I look at this as, look, Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. How good is he? How good is he? I think we'll get a better taste of it against the Rams and against the Patriots and then against the other team they play after that they're going to have to play without McCaffrey. To me, I'm going to almost look at this as a positive, at least
you called it,
knowing Scotty, that these guys are going to come back in weeks 4 or 5 or 5 and 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if they don't, well, then he's going to have to quarterback a longer stretch without his weapons.
This is crazy.
We'll get, Now, let me ask you this. Why is it crazy?
Because I didn't foresee early week one, no McCaffrey, and then week two, after a big game for Debo and us talking about how great a shape he's in, him being like, it's come real fast, Donnie. That's why it's just like what you've talked about and me. I think I blew up at you. Like, why would you want to see that? And here we are, week three, going into week three against the Rams. It's upon us.
I mean, again,
it's crazy.
This could be, and I'm not saying, well, Brock may not get paid. I'm not saying anything like that, but
You
cannot deny that we're going to get to view Brock Purdy the next 2 weeks at least through a different lens. And the 49ers will get to see that too. And so, yeah, these are the two biggest games of the regular season for Brock Purdy, probably in his short history.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.